Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the nation's capital, watching the game, and I'll go rewind, all I could think of was Mitch Tischler. It's a line of scrimmage thing, and we've been talking big trash that our people, and we mean by that big people, have been winning the line of scrimmage. All I could think of, are they going to let Tischler go in the locker room after the game? Is he going to be banned? What is J.P. Finley? How is he going to contain Mitch? So I couldn't wait to get him on. I thought he was being Vegas. Because you give Finley some extra days off, that usually means golf somewhere. So I didn't think we'd get him today. But we did. So, big fella, explain what your eyes saw. Because you were closer, you were there. I was not. What did I miss? Because I felt a little thing. I said, I ain't going to say a word. I'm going to wait till I talk to an expert. Brother Tischler, tell me what you saw up front on the offensive and defensive lines. Who won the battles?
Well, Doc, I'll start with I'm impressed that you're 3 hours into a radio show a couple days after a game like that and you still have a voice, because I figured you'd just be screaming at the top of your lungs.
No. I don't. That's Linnell. I am. I didn't want to even discuss this until I spoke with you, because I wanted to confirm. I wanted to confirm what I saw. I saw a perfect no-hitter.
Yeah, I mean, they lost both offensively, on both sides of the line. Yeah, they were beaten. Yeah, when the Commanders were on offense, I thought the O-line wasn't aggressive enough. Whether that was in pass pro or against the run,
right?
I saw them.
Nor was the game plan. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, absolutely. But even in pass pro, Doc, you know, there's when you know you're playing against somebody as quick as Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary, even on the other side.
Oh yeah.
You know, you didn't see any kind of aggressive pass sets. They all were they all were passive pass sets. And I understand when you're playing, you know, some slower guys, maybe you have a chance to get a little more aggressive with them because you're not worried about their quickness. But early on in that game, you recognized that what the Packers were doing up front was beating the Commanders' O-line. And I didn't see much adjustment from it. And it didn't help them. They came out so pass-happy, and they didn't really get the ball moving on the ground at all to even give the Packers' D-line any semblance of having to worry about a run game. But ultimately, you know, the offensive line wasn't good enough. I don't think that the help plan was good enough, whether it was running backs or tight ends. You know, I think you saw them try and chip a little bit. Sometimes it was, you know, with the tight ends, and you saw Zach Ertz do it a little bit. Obviously, once John Bates got hurt, that didn't help anything. But early in the game, it wasn't good enough either when Bates was healthy. And then I didn't think the running backs did a good job of helping out in the pass pro game either. And, you know, I think you have a Cliff Kingsbury offense where he wants to get as many people out into those patterns as possible. And you know, Eckler, when he was in there, wasn't asked to do it much. But as the game wore on and you started seeing Jeremy McNichols come in, and even with Bill a little bit, but, you know, Bill is explosive enough. They're trying to get him the ball at least a couple different ways later in the game when it was, you know, starting to, you know, look the way that it was going to look. But I just think the plan wasn't good enough. I think the adjustments weren't good enough. And quite frankly, I think they needed to be a little bit more aggressive as this game wore on to try and counteract some of that speed and impose your will as the bigger side of the ball on those guys. And it just didn't happen.
The unfortunate part for me was knowing that Brian Keith Mitchell was in the vicinity, that we couldn't put a deal together. That's if they had a helmet that would work. If he was have been in that game, that boy's thigh pad would have been busted. You remember what B. Mitch would, dude, if you...
You don't have to tell me. I remember.
Right. You see, what I'm saying is that, where was the help? And with the other thing, how can a man come off the ball as fast as this kid did without a non-rhythmic snap count? We didn't let the snap count. We didn't use it as a weapon. How in the hell can the guy on the other side of the ball beat our people off the ball and we know what is on? That's not fair.
Well, I agree with you. I think that there were some different things that they could have done to try and change up this game, gone quick. The offense wasn't able to stay on the field long enough to get into that hurry up rhythm where you force Parsons to stay on the field and you tire him out a little bit. But they didn't. The running backs and tight ends that were chipping are chipping up high, and you know, obviously you don't want to get a penalty for, you know, the high low blocks like you guys used to be able to do back in the day. But you know,
that. That would mean that we weren't playing by the rules.
No, those were the rules then. It was all fair game.
That's Mitchell that was doing all those things out there, inflicting pain on the opposition.
No, Doc. You know that high-low blocking rule didn't come into the NFL until
I don't remember
what, 5-7 years ago or so.
I don't remember it. I don't remember doing anything that's illegal.
Gotcha. It wasn't illegal. You were completely within the rules. Don't worry. I wanted to see them try something different, and you didn't really see a lot of adjustment. And whether it's, you know, whether it's trying out Wiley at right tackle, I didn't think it was at the point that you need to make that move because, quite frankly, you have a young player that needs to develop. And sometimes as a young guy, you have to get your ass kicked before you kind of, you know, start learning how to play in the league.
But what do you say about the other side? It wasn't just him. So you got a Pro Bowl guy on the other side.
This wasn't just Connerly. Right. It was across the board. I mean, you know, one of those things that there's one of those Twitter accounts I love that's like, what is it? When D linemen jump, you got to take your shots at them and, you know, and hit them when they jump. There were times that you saw even Tyler Biadasz, who I've been, you know, extremely complimentary to,
he's a badass,
you know, drop back and not have anybody blitzing directly or coming at him directly up the middle. Mm-hmm. And you saw him looking left, looking right, pick a side and go put your shoulder pad into that guy's ribs and make him remember that, you know, there's some big guys there who can do some damage on you.
And thank you.
I just didn't see the aggressiveness up front that I would have really liked to have seen. And, you know, Allegretti also didn't have a great game. No one had a good game. When you go out and play like that and the offense is as bad as it was, it's not worth talking about good game, bad game. The whole damn team had a bad game.
You're right.
Game.
Equipment man, and everybody.
Yeah.
You know, except
down to the water boys. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but I the coaching and the game plan, I think, were, you know, a big part of the problem. And, you know, at the end of the day, players got to get out of the field and execute. They didn't execute, but I don't know that they had the best chance to go do so.
And we're not talking trash. This happens. You don't win every week. We obviously, nobody's done that since the Dolphins. So, but what we are trying to do is call it out for what it was. Doesn't mean it'll be that way next week, but this is what happened. We acted as if we didn't realize where we were. You're on the road. It's Green Bay, Wisconsin. They're in the middle of a whiteout.
And we acted that was like, lame as hell, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The whiteout. But, no, listen, there's you look before the season. The top four teams, you know, the four best odds to win the NFC, you had, you know, the Eagles, you got the Lions, you got the Packers, and probably the Commanders fourth there, right? You saw the Packers go out and eat the Lions lunch week one. Mm-hmm. So you knew you were coming into to a dogfight. And you had a Chihuahua show up against a pit bull there.
That's it. Metal, how you like that? A Chihuahua against a pit bull. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, for us canines, you know, listen, I think that kind of works.
At the same point, though, last year this team came out week one and got the doors blown off of them by the Bucks.
Yeah.
And, yes, it's a different situation. It's not apples to apples. I'm not saying it's the same team or the same situation. But then they came back, and when it mattered most, they beat the Bucks in the playoffs. So to go out and have a bad performance like they did on Thursday against the Packers isn't the end of the world. It shouldn't be a referendum on the season. It shouldn't be a referendum on the coaching staff, on the O-line, on the D-line, on the secondary, Marshawn Lattimore included. It shouldn't. It was a bad game. You obviously would hate. You don't want to see it happen. You hate that it happened. But the season's not over. We're in week two here. We got 15 more weeks of regular season football, and then you got, you know, hopefully playoffs down the line. And you hope that this is a wake-up call for them. It was a slow training camp. There obviously was a Terry situation and everything. You know, starters didn't play a whole lot in the preseason. You're seeing early in the season when you don't have a hard training camp, when you don't, you know, go out there and have a lot of rhythm and get and, you know, play together much. The early part of the season can be ugly, and to me, that's what Thursday night was.
Well, again, it's thank goodness that it's not the last game of the year, and so
right. All
can be corrected. But I do want to see the corrections made on that. And it may not be as much personnel as it is the game plan. That, to me, I think is going to be paramount on both sides, both coordinators. We saw that. Now, what you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Kids got to do their thing, too. But I want to know about the structure, the strategy, because that dog did not hunt at all last week, and that was surprised.
Yeah, listen, these commanders coaches, and honestly, every coach across the NFL, even some of the guys that used to be here that folks, you know, like to make fun of or hate, those guys put in an ungodly number of hours of work every week trying to put together the best plan. And I don't really, over the course of two season and 2 weeks with these guys, I haven't questioned much about what I've seen game plan wise. Sure, some things here and there, but not an overall, you know, poor game plan like it seems Thursday night was. But on top of it, I've seen a coaching staff that has been very good at making adjustments, and that didn't happen. We've seen a coaching staff that's been very, very good at time management and game situations. That didn't happen Thursday. And those are the things that I'm taking away almost more than the physical play on the field that you got to see get better, and you got to see get better real quick, because those are, you know, as Dan Quinn likes to say, those winning time moments.
Yeah, winning time moments for sure. And we're at the point of the season that no panic, but also we're not blind. And what we see, we understand. And we want to get that done. The Beltway Football Podcast and, of course, the stars of Monumental Sports, Mitch Tischler, and, of course, J.P. Finley. Hey, man, you guys just keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully the next time we meet, it'll be on a more celebratory atmosphere, because this losing thing, I don't do well with it at all. I need to get this taste out of my mouth. And I think the Raiders are a perfect example.
None of us handle losing well, and those that do handle losing well aren't winners.
You're right.
And they have a real big chance next week to answer a lot of the same questions, because Ashton Dempsey is a guy who can get downhill.
Oh, he's coming.
Put his shoulder in the middle of your chest and keep on moving.
Yeah,
Max
Mr. Crosby
on the other side.
Max, I love watching Max work, because he doesn't cheat you at all. He gives you every stinking ounce of effort at 100 miles an hour. So we can't say we get caught off guard. You had a preview of Max Crosby. You just had it. And so, man, back to back, at least you should be not caught off guard. So we'll find out what happens. And I hope they keep the toddler in. And but we have a guy that's blocked for Patrick Mahomes. So I'm comfortable either way they go.
Because we're not paying you.
Yeah, this is professional football. Your feelings, I have no sympathy for nothing other than can you get the job done? I do think we could have helped him more. That's why I'm not hard on him. But not because he's young. I don't give a damn about it. He didn't too young to get paid. So that's what I'm saying. You get what you earn. And he's better than he just showed it, but we could help him more. Leaving him naked against a man of that caliber, to me, that's unacceptable.
Absolutely. I mean, brother, you couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next time
we do it again, appreciate you. And our fans, man, you've been getting a lot of fan mail coming. I don't know why it's coming to my address, but people love Big Mitch. I put that photo out last week, dude. I have to call you and tell you off air the response
you got.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Never will. Appreciate you, bud.
All right, man. Thank you. Mitch Tischler, my man. Love him. Him and J.P. Finley, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. They have the luckiest guys in the world. Anytime you get to be on point, on the road, seeing this stuff up close and personal, there's no substitute for it. But those long ride homes after defeat, I remember that. It's not fun. Not fun. You notice how beer all tastes better when you win? No, seriously.
Everything tastes a little better when you're winning.
It is. It really does. No such thing as a bad beer. Try me. Getting on a long flight after getting your behind toe up, you're better off just having water. No doubt about it. The losing thing is just, and how long you let it ride with you. When do you cut it off? Because the worst part's not over yet. The worst part is when you come back to the facility and see the film. You got to live it again. See, we look at it as over. Like, to me, I'll never watch it again. But they have to. They're going to go over it. And that nightmare of what happened is back to you again. You can be reevaluated. Did they look at you cross-eyed? You feel like you stole money that week. And it's sobering. This is not over till that film study is complete and you go out for the walkthrough, new plan. They can't wait to get on the field now. The Raiders could be in some trouble. They want to get back on that field immediately and erase this. This is not good. Not good at all. I don't know how good the Raiders are, but I do know the Raiders now will look upon this game in a different light because now they'll feel like, oh, hell, we can do that. We got Max Crosby. We can do that. Is this who they are? This can't be the group we saw beat Detroit. Not in the chair. Are you serious? Pete Carroll will have these boys fired up because he's going to give them belief. You see what they did? They don't even help the guy. Max Crosby's going, please, please come with that same ridiculous game plan you had against the Packers. Do me a favor. Don't change a thing. Don't change a thing. So it's going to be a challenge, but it always is a challenge. CJ in the District of Columbia, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, got you. Yeah, I mean, my thing is with it, man. I mean, I think if that's the worst we get from this group here, man, which I'm really confident with the players and the personnel that we have upstairs, that that's going to be the worst option. I mean,
CJ, are you babysitting? Are you at a daycare?
Guess what, Doc? I'm out here trying to watch the babies, Doc. So next week might be better for me to call you back.
Let's do that.
These babies.
I'm all for the future. Because all them kids, they're future Commander fans. I'm trying to build the fan base.
They no bobblehead, dog.
That's all right, man. I ain't mad at it.
Too big helmet.
Appreciate you doing your thing with them, man. All right, good deal. Hey, man, I ain't mad. You know, there could be. Imagine this. A Linnell Willingham could have been one of them kids. Seriously, can you imagine him?
I don't know, man.
Can you imagine him like at 4 or 5 years old? Baby picture. Got to get a Linnell baby picture. If anybody out there in the listening audience can produce a Linnell Willingham baby picture, I'll be most appreciative of it. Isaiah, out of Dinwiddie County, what up?
Hey, Doc, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Us.
Absolutely. Look, I just wanted to talk a little bit, I think, on what I saw from my perspective during the game.
Go for
I'm a big fan. I've been watching them for like 17 years. I'm 29 years old.
All right, so you've had like, 16 years of agony.
Yeah, I've made it through all them years. My dad's a huge, you know, Commanders fan, and I actually got married last year, and I converted my wife. She was a Carolina fan because she was from North Carolina, and now she's a big Commanders fan.
Oh, that's great.
So, I feel like the timing is off between Jaden and the receivers, and some of that I know is due to – I know Terry hasn't, you know, been working during the offseason because, you know, the holdout and everything that went on, and that's hindsight at this point. But I feel like the timing was off in this past game, and even the game prior to that, the first game, I didn't see much chemistry between them. And with the pass rush on top of what was going on in the game, that was giving Jaden even less time to throw the ball. And I know typically you need about 3 to 4 seconds for the plays to open up. And he just wasn't having that much time because he was scrambling.
Let me jump in. That rush dictated everything. They couldn't handle the rush. If you can't handle the rush, your quarterback's in trouble. So we'll never know what he wanted to do because he didn't have any time. If they wanted him to have time, they needed a better plan of protection. The protection plan was terrible. And that's why you get a bad results. Slim, I appreciate you, man. I've got this – you know he's a bully. You guys will not notice unless you're actually in the studio. When you've got a guy that's about 6'10", little under –
6'10" now, I'm 6'10".
390. And he's looking at you like – he's threatening me right now to get my behind to break. So I'm going to break.
We do got to get to break.
All right, I'm going to break right now. I got you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back 227 here in the nation's capital. Shout out to two pit bulls, G from the shop and the 757. Polly, I mean, when you got people like that out in the ether, you know you can't lose. And especially on a week when the team doesn't win, it is something. Because we got to grow. It's a long season, man. Hopefully, from now on, we're always playoff worthy. So we play into January. But in order to get there, we need some people to step up. We lost three. Now we got to get three. It's an opportunity for three more to come up. You know who I'm waiting to see? Cynic. If Bates is out, it's time for Cynic to step up. Opportunity of a lifetime. So we got to have now, who do you see? Who do you expect? Who do you want to see step up? This next man, if not, then we're going to come up short. Sometimes the biggest opportunity in the world is presented when somebody goes down. I just need opportunity.
I think Sinnott and McCaffrey, both people still got questions about since drafting them.
We need somebody to make a play. Who is it going to be that gets the block, that breaks the run? You know who has showed up and showed out? Deebo.
Yeah, I was going to say Deebo looked good. That 50-yard kick return and all that. Yeah, man.
Flat-out baller. You don't have to ask him for that. He's there. But he can't do it alone.
Bill looked good, too, I got to say.
Bill's number. Yeah, Bill, but he can't give himself the ball.
No.
So
but
why?
Every time he had it, he looked good with it.
Yeah, you saw it. I saw it. But why didn't the guy in the box calling the plays see it? That's fair for me to ask that, isn't it? I'm just asking. I'm not doubting him. The man has made a living at this far more than me. But I have to ask the question. What was your strategy? What did you not like about what you saw? Why are you so inclined to not play thug ball? And this is the thing that I have against all coordinators. Because especially if they didn't put their hand in the dirt, I always feel like they're trying to trick somebody or impress somebody with how shiny their chrome wheels are. I'm looking for a tractor trailer truck, not a sports car. See, that's the difference. Because I know what that tractor trailer truck called John Riggins can do. These too many people with this sports car mindset to call plays. I don't like it unless it works. If it works, all right, I'm in. Show me that it can work. I know you have a creative mind. I like all the experts. Like, here's Sheehan. Right brain, left brain. What controls all that? I tell you what I want to do. I can't say it on national radio. All I'm saying is that I'm not looking for an artiste. I need some thug ball to be implemented into our nature. Because we got punked. That's what Green Bay did. They said, we'll take all your creative gestures, and we're going to cram them right up your behind. So I want to know what's next. How do we respond? Because that was a manhood issue there, brother. They just kept bringing them. And if you didn't stop it, then that's you. The quarterback lowered his shoulder. I mean, all you needed to know. I'm starting off the team meeting, showing that. It's not against the one guy. Don't get me wrong. Anybody could have been there. It was the idea that a quarterback from the opponent, that's how little he thought of you. That's a direct message to him. He's not afraid of you. He tried to punk you. You gonna take that? You tell me. Think about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Nostradamus. I feel you, man, on X. That's funny. You know what he did? Metal.
They're making predictions?
Yeah, on the collegiate side, he said Lobos with a question mark. The thing I love about high school ball is that high school ball, like if you lose a homecoming game or whatever, you lost that for life. Because people are going to never, ever not bring it up. The Bruins are garbage this year in football. And so they heckle me. They go, people hit me and I go, sometimes you got to burn the program down in order to build it up. I'm with them. I don't get it. I don't understand how you can be this bad.
You're talking like Braddock Bruins? Westwood.
No, I'm talking about UCLA Bruins.
Oh, I thought you were talking high school, you said.
No, but high school is because it lasts forever. Because you don't get to change.
Sometimes
that's the last time you play.
Yeah.
So nobody ever lets it go. The longer you play, the more things people can say that are bad. Because you're going to lose some games. Nobody's undefeated in life. But it's tickling the hell out of me because I agree with them. I don't agree with how it's being run, but sometimes you got to get it burned down. So I'm going to – sometimes the best way to get rid of a problem is that let's make sure it goes away. And if you keep losing, it will go away. It amazes me how long it takes people to realize when something's not right. I could have told them this 2 years ago. See, you don't warm up the things that work. That's why last year's stat, they hit the ground running. Washington went to the NFC Championship game last year. Wasn't that the first time they hooked up? They hit it. But look at all the things that got to go right. It's a people business. If you got to beg people to do their job, you got the wrong group. If you got an edge rusher, he's beating your lineman off the ball. Does it take you an entire game to recognize that? Who the hell's up in the crow's nest? What kind of intelligence is that? He beat us coming off the ball. It took you the whole damn game? Nobody fixed that. Nobody, excuse me. We got a problem over here. This kid, we're number one, is actually beating our team off the ball. Are you kidding me? Man, you got to be Einstein to see that. But again, that's what happened. And we're going over this. I'll do it one day, and then I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm like Belichick. I'm moving on to Cincinnati. In this case, I am moving on to the next opponent because I can't, this will eat me alive. Who we have from St. Mary's County? Is that Reese?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Reese, you got to explain to me about Reese now because you're going to drive me nuts trying to figure out.
Reese peanut butter cup. That's right.
Slim, you ate that many of them?
Huh?
You ate that many of them?
The automatic.
Really? You mind if I get personal?
Yes.
Are you under 400 pounds?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 300 pounds.
I'm about 252 years old and stock like a rocket.
Ooh, okay. My man. Go for it, dude. I like that.
It makes me think of E.T. Remember E.T. they had those?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Hey, man. Right. Some things are so good that you're willing to hurt yourself over them. I ain't mad at you. That Reese's peanut butter. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God. It's good. So what's on your mind?
My point is, I don't think Jaden had, and feel me on this, I don't think Jaden had a bad game. It's just that when you got a front four that you can't block, and then the backfield in the back is doing design things to mix you up. Time you lift up and you see them moving around, you got somebody in your face. There's nothing you can do about that. It reminds me of when Giants played Tom Brady, supposed to be the best quarterback in the league. Yeah. When he couldn't do nothing with that front four, he looked like a high school player. So it's nothing you can do when a team can do that to you. And the only option I had was two. One, is there any way we could go get Tyreek Hill? And I know we can't because he's in all that trouble now. Because you have to have man beaters for that. The next thing we can do that I know we can do is we got to go find two dubs on the offensive line from another team that we got to pay for. And that's the only thing we can do to solidify a team like that. You have to block their front four and be able to run on it. Stop looking for them pretty boy, the wide receiver, the tight ends, the running back. Go get dubs like we used to have back in the days when we had our dubs blocking for our best running backs. We had dubs up front line. That's what we need.
I ain't mad at you. You're never going to get me to go against that. But that's not anything new. We should have recognized this. As a matter of fact, it should be our M.O. We don't need game to bring us into that. What the hell are we not being run first anyway? We got a guy that's a threat like they have up in Baltimore. They got Derrick Henry. They got a and they lost. So you need everything. But this should be no surprise to us. What surprised me is that they kind of caught us off guard. That to me is unbelievable. But me and you don't disagree on much. I want a ground and pound. I don't give a damn, but I want receivers too. I want it all.
And I know, and my last thing, I don't care what it costs. If that boy come available for Cincinnati Bengals next year, I don't care what it costs. It ain't a lot of them out there. It's only, five or six? And T.J. Watt them. But you see, we can't put pressure on them. You seen how they go to throw the ball. Green Bay went to throw the ball. He had all day. If we had a Doug after him, he would have messed up too. But we didn't have no Doug after him. They tried.
We didn't know we didn't have no Doug. We paid for relief, but we didn't get it. Let's not act like we didn't address it. They addressed it. How many did our pass rusher get? Zero.
Yeah.
All right. So that ain't
what I'm trying to
let's
say.
Not let's call
we
it
got,
straight.
We got,
they addressed the
we
issue,
got players.
But our guys decided not to play that night. So that's another
but we
issue.
Don't have,
appreciate
we,
you.
We still don't have that Doug.
We may have him, but he just didn't show up at the game. So we got to convince him. Maybe send him a copy of the contract. We paid you to play in the game. That might not help.
That's
you think
right.
It's funny? It may not. It may not hurt. Appreciate you, dog.
I got you. I got you.
We got to go to break, man. We got a couple of superstars that are lined up waiting to come chopping at the bits or whatever you do. Hold your position. All that yelling and screaming that you heard, that is heavy metal putting together the podcast, putting together the version of this craziness. But that's what it's all about. I don't even call it craziness. I call it passion. I would be upset if our people weren't really in a bad mood. We don't like losing. We're not ever going to get accustomed to this. I'm not. And so There's a difference between being mad and concerned. Whatever we got to be that to get off this losing streak. And that's what I call this. This is a losing streak that I need to end at one. Because it's just not good, man. It's just not, I can't handle this losing. Not ever going to adjust to it. South Florida is our next stop. Kevin, welcome to OT.
What's up, Doc?
I think you know what time it is.
Big fan, listen to your show. Been big following the team ever since I went to school in D.C., spent my whole career there. Now I'm down in South Florida, and I get you on Odyssey.
Oh, I
was wondering, you earlier were talking about being predictable on the snap count. I was wondering if you guys noticed that the right guard seems been pointing just before the snap on a number of plays. And I'm not a
almost
I don't know
all
football,
of them.
And I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's not uncommon throughout the league. That's not uncommon because that's what they do pretty much on the blind snap, that he lets them know that all the motion, all those things are calmed down. So that's not unusual. What's unusual is that we don't make adjustments to people jumping on us. Let's just say that triggered something that they used as a tool. Well, guess what? It worked. So if I'm losing the snap count, which is one of the few advantages I have on offense, I know when the play is supposed to start and you don't. Why would I give that up? I have the advantage to outflank you. If you're a defensive end, nobody stops me from putting a guy, a tackle or the tight end, and putting a guy on his shoulder, a wingman. I can do that. I can bring a receiver in short motion. And I can have him attack you. I can go jumbo. I can put three tight ends on the field. I don't have to be a victim. You chose to be a victim. Where's the counterpart to, okay, so they got something on us. We going to just keep taking it? That's unacceptable.
Right.
Unacceptable. By my standards. Now, you get the bag either way, but I don't get the bag. So I'm going to be highly insulted if my team does not win. That's just the way it's going to be.
I hear you.
I got you, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you, man.
757. The mothership has landed. Hail to the W.
Hail to the W. What's going on, Doc? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. Now that I got you, if I know G's good, then the rest of my day is set.
Hey, G good, man.
Okay,
you know
good.
What I mean?
Okay.
He hanging out with Lil G right
That's
now.
What I
got little
That's
game
what I
going on.
That's what I figured
you know
he was.
That.
He was coaching. I figured
Ball
he was coaching.
Of the year.
Yeah, he's coaching. No, he really is. I'm tell you what. I'm going to have to step to Lil G one day down the road. If he ever disrespects his dad in any way, I got to have his dad's back. Because this brother here,
that's right.
Man, he's parent of the year. He ain't playing. What's going on?
I know that's right, Doc. Hey, man, I'm going to piggyback off what you're saying. Listen, man, he says one game, I see a five-game losing streak. You know, we lost the championship game.
Yeah.
And then me and you talked in the summer about the nonchalantness of the play in the preseason. And I kind of said that, it's almost like Cam J going on out there. And I really think that carried over into this regular season, man. I mean, two games, yeah, we won the Giant game, but we wasn't sharp. We wasn't crisp.
No, but we won the line of scrimmage against the Giant. We
won
the
line
of scrimmage.
Yeah, but then it showed his head on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Because like you said, he didn't make no adjustments.
Right.
You look on the other side of the ball, the Packers had two linemen out, right?
Yeah.
They started a guy. Man, they sat that dude on the bench like 10 plays into the first quarter and put another guy in there because he wasn't getting the job done.
Right.
And we just left our guy out there to keep getting beat up. Like you said, didn't make any adjustments for it. I even take that back on the defensive side. You see, the way to affect their quarterback was to get pressure on him. Well, we wasn't getting pressure off the edges with the guys off the edges or even up front. until we started bringing some pressure with some extra men. But why we wait to, you know, 3.5 quarters to start doing that? So it's like, you know, the whole team was in slow-mo Thursday night, man. And don't get me started about, you know, we talked about this last year with Kingsbury and his super soft offense he want to run. I mean, and I just kind of let it go last year because, you know, I got tired of talking about it. I'm like, well, if he's going to run this super soft offense, man, you damn sure better make sure you're executing it right. And there was no execution to it on Thursday night. It played on their heels the whole game. You know, I've been saying it for a couple of days, man. We brought a pocket knife to a gunfight.
Yep.
You ain't never going to win like that.
No, so, but you know the good news? The good news is that it's early enough for us to save the victim, the patient, rather. We can say this don't have to be amputation. We caught it early, and now we can eradicate this thing. Rather catch it early than late.
We had to check it to the emergency room.
There you go.
We in the ER right now.
There you go.
You know, so let's get this going in the right direction. Yep. But I'm glad we did play the Packers in week two because, you know, we can see where we really need to be right now. And we ain't nowhere close to it.
Yeah.
Because that's a team that we ain't talking about last year no more. That's out the door. We was in the conference finals. All right, cool. But that's a team right there that you can say – they're going to be in the conference finals, so we need to be playing on a level if we want to have them type of aspirations again. And
no
we
doubt.
Was nowhere near their level, playing-wise, coaching-wise,
not
or
yet,
anything else-wise.
But we got time. This is where time is on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather it happen in week two than it happened in week 16.
Yeah. And so this kicker issue, our punter was injured. He's the best in the world. But, you know, we got some work to do. It's okay. We got time to do it. But.
Hey, well, you know what? They're going to have to start actually practicing something that didn't seem like they was doing in the preseason.
Yeah. So, well, don't forget.
I mean? Practice
Rams,
perfect, baby.
The Rams don't play anybody. And they rugged. So, I don't necessarily. It's the people.
Hold on.
You got to remember the game.
It doesn't mean the Rams ain't practicing people, though, too.
Oh, that's
how many
true.
Times that we? How many times did we hear veteran day off?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. As a man aging, I think I love that. Look, it's not one thing. It's just sometimes the other team wants it more than you. And that's what I saw. There was more sense of urgency. That bothers me because it doesn't mean take talent for you to have a sense of urgency.
It was attitude and philosophy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. They're just conflicting. They're conflicting. One's philosophical. I'm looking for a canine attitude. I'm not looking for you to show off your PhD. I need somebody in there right now that's going to hit you right in your face and then dare
it's
you
called,
to complain about it.
Hey, Doc, it's called football.
Yeah, I know.
You know what
I
mean?
But it comes
line
in all
up,
different versions.
What my man Russ Grimm said, line up and move a man against
his
will.
His own will. And remember this, when the quarterback drops his shoulder on you, that's a sign that he's not afraid of you at all. We'll go on that one. Appreciate you, 757.
Hail to the W.
Yes, sir, 258. Things that make you go, coming around the corner, Lou Holder, who's at the 20th anniversary of cars and bikes. And I'm surprised that if it was a bike. You drive a motorcycle, right?
No.
You've never been on a Harley.
I don't really like, I like motorcycles, but I got kids and stuff, man. I ain't trying
no,
to ride
I meant
no motorcycles.
When you, wow. You're tame now, dude. Seriously.
I don't know, man.
If you cut your hair, you'd be like an executive.
I don't know. I got a few tattoos also.
Yeah, but you put on a shirt and tie. You'd fit in. Them days are gone, man. And you did it for good reason. Them two little beautiful.
I still got my convertible, though. I drive with the top down and
them
stuff.
Them two little girls. No, you're done. And thank God you're done. Yeah, because your hand's going to be full. Give another 12 years. We'll be right back. Stay with us right here. Lou Holder coming up. .304 here in the nation's capital as we go over what went wrong. There were some things that went right, just not enough of them. And it's a winner-take-all sport. It's a winner-take-all society. So are we going to settle for what happened, or are we going to fight back? Now, we're not going to bust a grape because we don't play. But the question is going to be to our soldiers, is it how does this affect them? I can tell you that having lost a game in Green Bay, that flight home is not fun. It's not fun. How they react to this, we won't know until game day. Because what you say into that microphone of the sports guy doesn't really mean a lot to me. I don't want to know what you want to say. You got to prove it to me by what you do. And we need 53 strong. We need everybody to pull this off. Snapper, holder, kicker, kill guys running down, wedge busters. We need everything. It's okay for you to feel miserable right now. You should. But sometimes this goes to a psychological level, so we bring the professor on to say, if the team granted you the right to speak to them on what just happened, Professor Holder, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's always good to be on. Any moment I have to spend with you, Doc, is a good moment. I do have to get that out. If I could speak to the team, I'd say, hey, look, there's an ebbs and flows to the season. Let's not make this a habit. You can't make one game into two and two games into three. I mean, the next game up now is the Raiders. I mean, the Green Bay Packers is over. It's over. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. I mean, if you talk to John Thompson when you were with him, I mean, his teams had to elevate to get to a point that they were ready for March, right? Things are going to happen. I mean, that is a good football team. And, you know, the worst thing and the hardest thing, that's why you were preaching, Doc, all along. Like, look, the first game that really, really matters, I care about the Giants. That's all you kept saying. Yeah. The hype machine, everybody talked about, yo, this team got better and everything like that. You still have to play the football games.
Yeah.
You still have to play the football game. So, again, people who are in the media and some people who are not, you know, more, you can't get so knee-jerk that, oh, man, there's a big, huge concern. That was a good football team that didn't lose any players, added more players, and they could be in San Francisco at the end of the year. There is no guarantee that the Washington Commanders are going to get back to the NFC Championship game and even to the Super Bowl. I mean, 2 years ago, the Detroit Lions, you know, went to the NFC Championship game, had everybody come back, all the coordinators, everything like that, and the Commanders beat them in the divisional round. Everything has to go your way. A lot of things have to go your way. You know that. So, again, it's week two of the football season. There were some things to concern, and when they talk about cleaning things up, I mean, this is the time that you do it. This is the time that you do it.
Approach is everything. I expect to play excellent players. Future Hall of Famers are on other teams. Everybody has talent. I did not think that our reaction time to those issues was sufficient. I didn't see that. I don't like an approach that's not a physical approach with a ground attack. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I have the platform to express what I was feeling at the moment. Not after the moment, but in the beginning. And when I found out they got two offensive linemen that were out, I almost started feeling sorry for them because of the ferocious attempt that I assumed our defensive line was going to take. A posture of no respect. That didn't happen. Yeah. I thought we dominate the line of scrimmage. It was just the opposite. We were dominated.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's concern. I mean, that you have the platform. You have that right. You have a ring as well to voice that opinion. I have just seen enough football in my day that, I mean, it's adjustments from game to game. Obviously, there's nobody who is in-game adjustment better than Joe Jackson Gibbs. So, I mean, you know of the highest level of making adjustments within a game. Joe Jackson Gibbs is not coaching here anymore. So again, it's a different mindset. I was just like, my whole thing is, and this is why you bring in those veterans, right? To let them know that, hey, look, that game is now over. You have to come correct against the Raiders in your building next Sunday. You have to, right? And you can't let it go from the Raiders then to the Atlanta Falcons and then wherever, whatever. I mean, it just has to be, you can't let almost like a, in golf, you can't let a bad hole become a bad round.
Amen.
You can't let a bad hole now become a bad round.
Yeah, Lou just dropped a nugget on us. Make sure we write that down. Because you know if you know who, he'll end up saying that. You're going to hear that again. So let's make sure Lou gets credit for it. Because you know who is going to steal that and then rebrand it. So I just want to make sure that we go on record stating that's a Holder original, not a you-know-who. You know what BTP is going to do. All right, that's a good one. That was nice.
But, I mean, it's true, though, Doc, right? Yeah, anybody who's played the game of golf, you could have a triple bogey, but then what? Is it going to be in your head for the next par five or the next par three?
Yeah.
Or are you going to go ahead and maybe actually go get a birdie the next hole, right?
Yeah.
And again, if the same thing, I'll drop a nugget at you. Again, in some ways and shapes and form in the game of golf, my friends tell me it's not a postcard, it's a scorecard.
Ah.
Right?
Ah. Flag that
nobody
with two
cares.
Levels.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares at the end of the day how scenic the games are.
Right.
Do you win or do you lose? Right.
That's right.
So at the end of the game, at the end of the day, you know, you're 1-1. It doesn't matter how you lost. You know, at the end of the day, you gotta get yourself together and not let it become a thing where you're like, wow, you won a great game or you lost a poor game. At the end of the day, how many wins are going to get you into the other season where it really starts to count?
And that's, you know, the season because we want to get back to.
Right. We've had that team up north has had great seasons, but how they do in the playoffs, like they, you know, again, you have to put all these things together. So that's why you bring in the Bobby Wagners and the Zach Ertz and now the Vaughn, the people who have gone through the gauntlet of holding a Lombardi trophy to know what it's like to win and lose games in the NFL and get yourself together and centralize losses and also centralize wins too. You got to do both. You got to do both. It's week two of the football season, Doc, and I know.
I know. That's the beauty of this.
It's week two.
September.
It's week two.
We got a chance
week two.
To remarket ourselves, reinvent ourselves, correct the mistakes. If we acknowledge them as mistakes, the one thing that I'm concerned about is our personality offensively, our personality defensively. A quarterback had no fear of running right down your throat. He ran into contact. Our field goals were inconsistent, and our offensive line was dominated. Now, you tell me, of those three, which is the priority to get fixed first?
The offensive line being dominated, for me.
Okay, yeah, well, better be, because we can't generate points without five.
Well, you know. Well, correct. And the thing is that you can't, yeah, that part. So that offensive line needs to be not dominated. And again, I the Green Bay Packers are a good football team. LaFleur is a good football coach. They will be a force to be reckoned with anybody. They destroyed Detroit the week before. I mean, this is a good, good football team. And the Commanders are a good football team. You're not going to get me off the porch on that one. I've seen too much. And again, you do have bad games. You do have things that you're like, okay, I just got slapped in the face. Whoa, wake up.
It can't take you 4 quarters to recognize that you're not handling a specific scheme properly.
You're right, but it did.
Yeah, it did
take them 4 quarters. So again, at the end of the day, now what? Is it a you go to the next hole and you mess up there, or no? The next hole is the Raiders.
That's I'll the next ask you hole because I know you're connected with the Commanders. The vibe in this town, the DMV, has been awesome. You're at a public event now, and we appreciate you coming out of the Car and Bike Show, the 20th anniversary.
At my church, yeah.
At your church, yeah. So are people addressing you, looking at you different? Are people, are they sympathetic? Are they anxious? Are they disappointed? Or are they elated that the future is still bright?
Well, a lot of people are concerned. And I mean, again, they're fans. Fans are short for fanatics, right? A lot of people are concerned, how did they look so bad, this and this and that. And I have to tell them what I just told you, that, again, it's a long season. And if you expect this team to win all the games on their schedule, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. That's very rare. That's even with Jaden, even with all the parts, that's just very rare. They're not a team that is just without improvement, right? I mean, this is the second year of a recalibration with Quinn, and Adam Peters still doesn't have all the people that he wants and stuff like that. But again, they do have enough parts where you can still be optimistic. And I have to tell them, I said, hey, look, at the end of the day, where do you want to be? That's how Dan Quinn and them are taking it. They got to move on to the next one. Right. There's a good and a bad by having a short week and then a long week that you got to stew over. Right. So now you got to recalibrate. I think the Austin Eckler thing, that's a big blow. That's a big blow. But now Bill has to step up again. I mean, it was always running back by committee. And honestly, we didn't have Austin Eckler for part of the season last year either with that concussion. So, again, I you got to move on. As my friend Doc Walker says, next man up. I can only be concerned by the people who are playing, not the persons who are not.
And we'll leave it on that note. We appreciate the knowledge, as always. See if we can push some good luck on our Curly W's. Nat's coming up a little later on in this hour, and I would sure love to have a victory. Thank you.
Yep,
Coach.
We all would.
Appreciate
it. Yes, thank you so much. Always appreciate the time with you. You're a pleasure. You're a gem, and you are a scholar and all of that, Doc Walker.
Things that
you
make
too,
you
Chris.
Go,
have a good afternoon, brothers.
You got it. Things that make you go. To break we go. What you feeling, Metal? Are you feeling like the Curly W's can make this day a winning day?
Well, they're playing the Pirates, so I don't know. I who's the pitcher? They have that hotshot kid.
Well, you know what? The people that are coming out to the ballpark hope that he's throwing tonight. I'm going to check my smartphone.
Yeah, Skeens or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Skeens not pitching. It's Santana. I think tonight, as long as Woods is in the lineup, then I know I'm doing good. But starting pitchers tonight are Chandler and Alvarez. So we'll see what Bubba can do. We don't want Bubba to do too well tonight, but we'll see. What it's all about us. And we just have to hope that we can put enough pressure on that baseball and score some runs. I'd really appreciate a W today. That'd be a nice way to get it done and get a chance to listen to our crew and Carpenter and company. It'll be strong. It'll be strong. To break we go, 318. Here in the nation's capital. And we will return to glory here with the burgundy and gold. Oh, sookie, sookie. Biggie getting it done. Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets. I remember when Coach Friesian was coaching over there, OC, and I was doing ACC ball, and they just took Clemson down. Clemson now 1-2. And this is something that maybe we'll do it on another day in another format. But part of me was pulling for...
Clemson was 12, by the way.
They were number 12? Yeah. But Dabo, when I was doing ACC football, I did Dabo's first year. Everything he said was going to happen, he did it. He kind of went against the grain on this with NIL. And I'm glad. Because I don't think NIL is great for everybody. I'm not convinced that it's even good for the kids. I just don't. Now, would I have loved to be in college right now when these guys, you know, they're driving a Porsche and they're living on campus eating free and they got a million? I can't believe some of the money that these guys make at their age. And I'm just not convinced that by the time they're 30, they're going to be ahead of the game as much as people anticipate. I just have a feeling there's more bad than good when you give people these crazy amounts of money and their brain is still developing. I just think there's going to be far more keg parties, black light affairs, than need be at that age. But we'll see. You know, we will see. I sure hope, we had no Colorado. Reality?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the hype on that has died down, you know?
I would think today's show is indicative of it. Not one person, even on X, I did not get one prime time comment. I suppose that you didn't either. All right, Chris, you'll be our last call of the day from Damascus. What's up?
Hey, you appreciate the Curly W mention. It's Dylan Cruz bobblehead day, too, by the way, for those who
don't. Oh, that is right.
And he played a good game last night. Got a home run, yep. Made a nice robin catch at the outfield.
Love that.
You know, I'm still sticking with it. I mean, that's my first love, and I'll follow every breath of it. It's right. Always a conflict when they're playing, going up against the Skins, and I'll give the Skins the, you know, like, since they're not in a pennant race necessarily. But so I listen to the football, too, and maybe next time we'll talk about how what's the theory or the tactics of halftime adjustments, because that's what I kind of agree with your sentiment about the Skins on, you know, hey, this, whatever we're doing, it's working. Let's try something new. But anyway, just wanted to shout out to the Nats. I'm still all over them and appreciate the your mentioning of them. And thank you guys for being live and local. See you at the top.
Thank you. Boy, Chris is good. Yeah, when I always made baseball, man, that was, it's a love affair with baseball. And I'm sure you're going to let the girls play softball.
I let them play whatever they want. I mean, I want them to just try a little bit of everything, see what they're doing. They're doing dance classes right now. That's kind of what they're doing. I think swimming's going to be the next one. We want to get them swimming, but.
Oh, God. I just want to see them. I don't ask for much, but I just want to see them. And my goal is to.
Oh, they're great dancers, by the way.
No, I'm not talking about them dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
My goal is the first time that door knocks on. And they go, Daddy, be nice. He's a nice guy. Oh, my goodness. That's all I wanted. I just got to live long enough to see that and to hear that. Because that dude is going to be shaking in his boots.
Still got a few years before that, I'm hoping.
Well, no,
so.
It's okay. But that's, dude, I can't wait to see what he tells his boys. Man, my God. The old man came out. Dude was 7 feet tall, man. Oh, God, I know that's silly. But, you know, hey, man, whatever it takes, humor. We need humor. Because I've been almost in a mild sense of depression going through this. There's nothing, I just can't stand losing a game when I think we're the better team.
And primetime losses are just the worst, too. Because you know everybody's watching it around the league.
Yeah, but for some reason that doesn't bother me as much as...
It bothers me.
Yeah, well, because how we're perceived, it's all about the East. It's about the NFC. You know, we got the big boys in our own division. We got America's team in our division. We got New York, New York, and they control the heartbeat of the NFL. So we got enough obstacles in our way to locally, I just want to beat everybody, especially the people in the East. They do us dirty, man. You know, and again, I swore I wasn't going to mention this. That's why I'll do it. There was more head-to-head contact. When our guy got hit in the head, I've seen other people get flagged.
Yeah, they didn't throw the flag much on roughing Jaden at all. Yeah.
And I swore I wasn't even going to mention it.
Yeah.
But since you brought it up, Five was like he was like a ping ball. Seriously, to the head. I've seen people.
Parsons came in real late a couple times on him.
And hit him in his face.
But it makes you wonder, it's like, is it because Parsons a star they won't call it on him? Like, you know, because they definitely don't like calling penalties on certain stars.
Well, we're never in the category of things that don't happen. So here's what's going to happen now. Curly W time. Weather's going to be clear, holding up. Bobblehead thing, that was good. That was good. Good info. And it's just time to win, man. It's been it's always a treat working with you. I hope you flag those great comments. Lou made a couple of things that you know they'll be stolen. They'll be repackaged, and you'll be hearing them on Burgundy and Gold today, Monday. I guarantee it. You know that's going to happen. If you're out there on the Beltway, be careful. And God bless all of you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.